In one of our classic American novels, there is a character who says that since time flies when you're having fun, the surest way to slow life's passage is to make it as boring as possible. I've been reading a lot lately about memory and the psychology of memory and how they affect our perceptions of life. And I've read in a couple of books that, while I like this a little bit, the way this is said, actually the opposite is true. The way to make your life feel longer is to have more memorable experiences. I'm reading one book that's called Moonwalking with Einstein, and it's a book about memory, and in that book, the author says, our lives are structured by our memories of events. Monotony collapses time. Novelty unfolds it. And he goes on to say, creating new memories stretches out psychological time and lengthens our perception of our lives. Life seems to speed up as we get older because life gets less memorable. So many of the things we're doing, we've already done before. I'm reading another book called The Wisest One in the Room, and it talks about experiences and how you do much better if you spend your time and energy on experiences instead of on things. And it's not against materialism or anything like that. They're just saying that if you buy, say, the newest, you buy an iPhone, and you're all just enamored of it, and then your friend gets the newer iPhone, then you have some envy of, man, I wish I'd waited and gotten that one, or theirs is better than mine. But this author says if you spend your money and your energy and your priorities on experiences, you rarely do that. You rarely say, well, we had a great time when we went to the Gulf Coast and we did this and this and this. And if somebody else says, well, we had a great time when we went to Florida, and you're not comparing. You're just saying, well, good. I had a great time. You did. You're not saying, I wish we'd gone to Florida instead. It all has to do with your perception and your attachment to things that can last. All of this that I've talked about so far comes from research into psychology and sociology, research into human nature, but all truth is God's truth. And it is God's truth when our lives stretch out and reach into the eternal realm because we value our experiences with other people. We extend time. We deepen it and broaden it when we choose to be with one another. Nothing, no thing, is more important than being with the people we love. We are human because of our memories. We are eternal because of our love. When we are in the wilderness, the water that comes from the rock to sustain us is the memory of experiences we've had with those we love. Memories fuel us and they sustain us, but they also put us in touch with the God of love through the love of other people. What are the fondest memories you have? Don't they connect you in a way that can't be taken away to the people you love? In my family, I get great strength from the craziest memories. The highly inappropriate song that was played at my sister's funeral. One of our favorite family stories. Her boys having their family portraits taken with perfect strangers. Even the memories of really difficult times here at this church, they brought us closer together, and we remember what we went through together. And that's being part of the eternal and having something that lasts. We have memories. And we in the wilderness, God comes to us and brings us water out of a rock. We find joy and depth, and we find eternity when we connect with other human beings. We do better if we channel our good intentions into presence with other people. Not just saying, I need to be with that person, but going and being with that person. A source called the Interpreter's Bible talks about this sort of intersection of the eternal and the temporal. And that author says the threshold of religion is at that point where the thirsty soul stands squarely in front of the hopeless, barren rock, the seemingly impossible. We may find God best when times are worst, and memories and our experiences with the other people that we love in our lives, those are the water that comes out of the rock. Moses, in our story today, strikes a rock, and out comes this water that the people desperately need. Water out of a rock. What could be more unlikely? It seems more unlikely that we could experience anything of an eternal world in this world that seems to be passing away so quickly. Some would say we're trying to get water out of a rock when we claim to experience God and the transcendent in people and places and things that pass away. If you're taking the DOC program, or if you have been exposed to it in the past, in that program you learn about agape, which is the unconditional love of God, and which is something that we can learn to accept from God and to pass along to other people. And that agape love is truly the only thing that we want in life. We find ourselves spending our energy pursuing eros, which is a temporary effort to find meaning in temporal things. We all sometimes feel we're wandering in the wilderness, that God has left us in the desert with nothing to sustain us. But God continues to give, even in the most frightening circumstances. We have to look for the water in the rock. How? Call someone you've neglected today. Forgive someone today. Learn to love and appreciate your own gifts today. Be with the ones you love. Find in them and with them the unconditional love of God. Agape. Find it all right here in this world that passes away. Get water from the rock. Never be thirsty again.